Very good afternoon to all of you. My name is Lord Wynne. I am currently working as a postdoctoral researcher at St. John's Research and Development Center. So this afternoon I would like to give a talk on modeling agricultural tile drainage water outflow under cool climate conditions. Co-authors of this presentation is Dr. Lakshman Galgetra from Memorial University, Dr. B. McKenzie, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, and Gary Bishop is an agricultural engineer from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. So, we are located at St. John's Research and Development Center. So, this research center has a focus on crops and cropping systems that are applicable to boreal ecosystem. So, the agricultural practices in this unique zone differ from those in the conventional agricultural areas of Canada because of the cool summer temperature. So the summer temperature goes normally average of only 13 degrees Celsius. So the St. John's has a temperate marine climate with few extremes in temperature. It's located on the eastern tip of Avalon Peninsula on the island of Newfoundland and Labrador. So this is a quick snapshot of the water quantity status of drainage regions in Canada. From this figure you can able to see it has been just divided into low, normal, high, and unknown. So you can see that the lower than the area located here, highlighted with the red in color, that's the only area which is having that's the low. Other than that, you can see pretty much a lot of green, normal, and there will be high, and there will be unknown. So the place we are currently located at, this part, this is the St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. This is one of the Atlantic provinces of Canada. So here the water conditions, normally they say it is normal. So we have enough water because the annual rainfall we used to get on an average it's 1,190 millimeters. So overall the water status in Canada is pretty much good. So in this figure you can see the water quantity at monitoring stations in Canada from 2001 to 2013. Again you can see the classification as high and normal and low. Low is pretty much down and you will find the normal water situations in across every part of the Canada. So I would like to talk the important thing about the soil, because in Newfoundland, in St. John's, you will find the potsoil soil profile. So it's pretty much rocky, coarse and gravel in nature. So it's also very much acidic, also a forest heaving one. And also it is mostly you will find a boreal conifer forest soils. So it's pretty much the drainage is one of the main issues. And also the other thing is the contribution from Newfoundland and Labrador, that's pretty much low in agricultural thing. It's only 0.2% of the total thing it's contributing from agriculture as compared to the rest of the Canada. So here you can see this graph. It's in the y-axis you can see the soil water content versus the tension head. This is just a desorption curve for our St. John's area. That's a coherent silt loam soil. You can see the graph which it's going from this percentage from 50, then it's going up to the tension head in centimeter is up to 10,000 here. So that's a curve indicates the coherent silt loam soil. So why is agricultural tile drainage is needed? Because as I mentioned to there, the water table level is so high and it's pretty much gravelly structure over soil, and just 1,200 acres of land only they have put under tile drainage system until now. So roughly we are having around 77,000 acres of land, agricultural land. So far we have just covered, and most of the farmers now they are willing to put the tile drainage system because they have found that more than 30% of the crop yield when they are having the tile drainage system. So from this figure you can see this is the drainage and the water balance. From the first figure you can see this is a simple water balance on a soil profile without good natural drainage. So here you can see this is P, that's precipitation, which is equal to R plus ET plus DP plus this soil water storage. So you can see this is without any drainage on this. This is a natural drainage system, which is very good. But here you can see that that's a big component. It's added over here. That's the drainage one. So in most of the soils, without this drainage or the tile drainage system, it's very difficult to grow crops and get better yield. So this is again an illustration of a drainable porosity when the water table is lowered by drainage. From this figure, you can see that this is the pore volume versus the height above the water table. Here you can see that this is after drainage. You can see the air-filled porous space in the soil surface. This is before drainage. You can see the shallow water table. So this is really hinder the crop growth, especially in our province. So we are really looking into it and have a better drainage system. I'm not going very detailed in this slide. This is just talking about the soil moisture potential of having this saturation and the field capacity, and also with the permanent wilting point. So most of the crops actually in the Newfoundland area, in St. John's area, they are growing silage crop and grass mixtures. These are the two combination of crops people they are growing in that province. So this is the tile drainage construction at our experimental site over there. You can see that we are having approximately 4 acres of land. So this particular installation was done in 2007. So it was covered, I will show the layout. So this is the experimental plot. You can see that the tile drainage was installed over here. So total we are having 12 plots in this experimental site. So this is how it looks like in the winter season actually. The snow is pretty much, it goes 30 centimeter to 100 centimeter of snow. And pretty much it starts with December and goes until April. So most of the, but the one good thing about these things in rest of the Canada, when you'll compare it, here the snow doesn't stay for a longer time. What happens is the rainfall and the quick change in the weather and the climate, what happens is it's melted again and then also it again get accumulated. But roughly, it's just a year experience for my stay over there. I have seen that until April, you'll find a lot of snow. This is the drainage plot where you are seeing that. This is the drainage hut where we are just collecting all the water, and also measuring through the tipping bucket the measurement. So this is the experiment plot again. So the manure application methods we are doing as broadcast as well as the surface banding. These are the two methods we are just applying. The sampling is manure, soil and water, and also mainly in spring and fall. And the permanent forages, alfalfa, smooth brome grass and timothy. So this is one of the requirements of the Newfoundland dairy farmers. So based on that, we are just doing that research and trying to see the nutrient balances also while growing these crops. So this is the layout of the 12 plots, what I was told you. Here you can see there's a 6 plots in here and 6 plots here. You can see the red line indicates the drainage line, and the blue line, that blue broken line, indicates the intercepted tiles. So it's all connected and it's all going to the collection hut, and we are measuring it over here. And the current project what we are doing is we are collecting this water because it's having a lot of nitrate on it. So we are having an wood chip bioreactor to treat those water. So this is basically we are having the treatments in that plot. So you can see that in the drainage hut we are collecting, this is a tipping bucket. So we are recording using with the help of a data logger the number of tips actually. And then finally, I'm not talking about this project now, but the plan is just we are just pumping those water into the wood chip bioreactor for nitrate removal. So this is the typical Newfoundland dairy farm cropping systems. You can see, as I told you earlier, like we have 4 treatments: conventional grass, improved grass, then we have conventional forage, and also we are having an improved forage. So it's pretty much it's a forage mixtures in all our experimental plots. So we have 3 years of data we have collected from these experimental plots. So I have used a software, probably you might be knowing about that, DrainMode. It's basically developed by North Carolina State University. So I have used this data. This is the hydrology. This DrainMode performs water balance on a soil column midway between the drains. using approximate methods to quantify the hydrologic processes. So the plan was just to simulate the modeling of the water outflow from the drainage gut, what we have collected from the field. So basically this works based on the water balance equations and also with a number of hydrological processes. Here you can see on the left hand side the daily potential evapotranspiration based on these are the different methods followed in this model. And then infiltration, subsurface drainage, then again subsurface drainage, soil water distribution, and so these are the hydrologic processes in that model. And these are the main inputs of this model. So the main inputs that we need to have our weather data, then we need to have our soil data, as well as we also want to have the crop data. So these are the three important model inputs we need to run this drain mode. And if we can see number of output results once you are having these input data with us. So daily, monthly, yearly, and all these things we can just possible to have simulations when we have sufficient data to run the model. So this is just a quick summary of all the things, what I told you. This is our experimental plots. Then the number of tile drains is 12. The crops, what we are growing, that's a forage mixtures. Then we are using the tipping bucket to measure those all the data. Then you are having a flow. This is a data logger for measuring the flows. Then we are using a Hobover software as well just to collect those data from the data logger and then for the analysis. So this is the maximum and minimum rainfall. We have taken it from 1980 to 2013. You can pretty much see the event of this rainfall. It's pretty much all the time throughout the year we are getting that rainfall. The maximum it goes more than 30, but rest of that we are pretty much more than you can see that in between this 15 to 20. So pretty much we are having this rainfall, and this is just during the data collected from the experimental plot to the drainage gut. So I just selected the 3 years data for running the model. So this is again the maximum and minimum temperature. You can see that it's pretty much this minimum temperature indicates this blue line. You can see that it's minus 15. Sometimes it goes to very close to minus 17 or minus 18. And you can see the temperature, it hardly goes to more than 25. Most of the times we will get less than 20 degrees Celsius in that thing. So this is some of the preliminary results I have got after running the model. The fit wasn't really very good because this drain mode, actually it's meant for the flat area. The 12 experimental plots what we are having, it's not very much level. That might be one of the reasons. And also we did not include the snow conditions because drain mode is having the facility to have that, but we don't have that data. We need to calibrate those values and we have to run it again. But pretty much we are just getting the trend of these lines. This black line, this is the measured data, and the predicted one, you can see that is all the red dots over here. So this is just, I have compared with the precipitation what we are receiving from the period from January 11 to December 11. You can see that's pretty much it's the response is good, but the fitting is not very good because we could not able to include all the available data. So I'm not showing all the plots, but the trend is pretty much the same. This is plot number 2. Then again, you can see this is plot number 5. And again, this is for the plot number 6. So overall, you can see that there was a trend it's showing up, but still we need to calibrate. I'm still working on this model to get some better results and also to get good agreement with the measured data. So here, this is the ET versus the precipitation. You can see that on y-axis, you can see the precipitation is in millimeter. And here you can see the data. This ET, it was estimated by the drain mode because we are not measuring ET, but with the help of drain mode, we can estimate it. So it's showing some relationship with that, with the rainfall. And this is some simulation results on the agriculture, on the infiltration as well as runoff. You can see that these lines, that red line indicates the runoff, and this was also simulated by the drain mode. So these are summary and conclusion. So basically what I have seen from this, definitely we need to have a good quality of data to run this model to get a better fit. But also this drain mode model are very limited. Only I have seen a couple of papers on the cold region conditions. So we are trying to develop this model so that it will be a good tool for the farmers, especially when we are having a poorly drained soil. So from our results, it can be stated that the model could be used for the design, installation, and evaluation of water table management systems for the colder regions. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, you... Okay, Girish, yes.
How much does it cost to install a drainage?
Approximately $1,000 per acre. Well, this is the, just I have started working on this model, so I am currently trying to get some of the data actually. So far what I have received is only the measured data, and also the other thing is the crop. Actually this is a forage mixtures. Most of the researchers, what they have some data for the crop valleys, for the corn and other crops. So I am hardly getting the data for the forage mixtures actually. So we are having a data for alfalfa, so I'm just trying to get those values to put and calibrate then after running the model.
Okay, so you are moving in the state for...
Exactly, yeah, we are just running, yeah.